According to the Comptroller's report from 2014 through 2017, Niagara Falls has been plugging its budget gap each year with about $9 million in casino revenue and nearly $3 million in fund balance. Mayor Paul Deister says when casino payments stopped in March, it caused a substantial disruption to the city's financial plan, and a freeze was instituted on non-essential discretionary spending.
It helps us hold on to the cash that we have on hand.
Deister points out cash on hand and fund balance are different accounts, and he says the city has plenty of cash to meet its obligations. And he says there is economic growth in Niagara Falls.
Our sales tax revenues, our bed tax revenues, our parking revenues, those as a group are going up.
After the state audit, the city council on Monday night approved a new labor contract to help further reduce the city's costs. And Deister says there's also lots of new development taking place.
I mean, generally speaking, I think there's a bright economic situation here in Niagara Falls, but it's also obviously the case that, especially because of the situation with the Senecas and the state and their dispute, there are going to be some difficult times to get through in order to get to that brighter future. But, you know, we've been through this once before. We're up to the task.
Governor Andrew Cuomo announced a week and a half ago that he was resorting to binding arbitration to settle the casino revenue dispute with the Senecas. Deister says an early settlement would be the fastest way to clear up the dark cloud hanging over the city's finances. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.